Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Together. There are announcements to share with you. We are in need of volunteers to help fill Easter baskets for our community and sort them and prepare them. So you will find on the back of the bulletin our food pantry needs for our Easter basket, as well as the information on the dates and time and place to prepare the Easter baskets. Please note the date is April the 7th that we need all of the food, and you can please bring it here. And we're also having our Lenten lunch this Tuesday, so please join us for that. And if you're interested in coming to annual conference this year, it is May the 29th through the 31st, I believe. We would love to have you join us. It's going to be in Syracuse, and your expenses will be covered, and we'll carpool together. So this is a great time to learn more about the larger church, and we do all of the legislative actions that need to occur for the running of our conference. And finally, today is the One Great Hour of Sharing Special Sunday. And this is the Sunday that we support UMCOR, which is the United Methodist Committee on Relief. Our gifts on this day throughout our denomination help support it, so that when you give, for instance, towards the mudslides in Washington or any other disasters that occur, 100% of that money can go directly to where it is needed. And UMCOR can stay as long as is needed, much longer than many organizations will stay after disasters. So we give so that we can help others. Today is the day that God has given us, and we celebrate. And I would invite you to find a place of peace and receive God's presence this morning.
Thank you.
May we stand in body or in spirit for our call to worship. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Are there any songs or hymns that you might like to sing today?
706 with a word change.
Would you like to share the word change for us?
Just one word. Replace the word canyon with spring.
Our prayer for the day. Together. God, our shepherd, you provide for us in all things so that we shall not want. Help us to remember that you are the giver of all good gifts and call us to share with others. Inspire our worship with your presence and inspire us forever. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Our scripture this morning from the New Testament is from Ephesians 5, 8-14. You used to be like people living in the dark, but now you are a people of the light because you belong to the Lord. So act like people of the light and make your light shine. Be good and honest and truthful as you try to please the Lord. Don't take part in doing those worthless things that are done in the dark. Instead, show how wrong they are. It is disgusting even to talk about what is done in the dark. But the light will show what these things are really like. Light shows up everything, just as the scriptures say. Wake up from your sleep and rise from death, then Christ will shine on you. May God add his blessing to this word.
Shall we pray? God of the wind, God of the rain, God of the sunshine and God of the snow, you are the creator of the universe. Thank you for giving us life and breath to greet the new day. Hold us all in your care. We are so grateful that you love us. For time and time again, we fail your love, and time and time and time again, you forgive us and call us to start again. So create in us a clean heart today. Make us ready to serve you. So many are in need of your love. We pray for all those who are sick. Give them your healing presence. Give them your strength as they face each new day. Embolden them, whether their illnesses are a day long or a lifetime long. Give them what they need, for you know each of them by name and the hairs on their heads. We pray for all of those who mourn. Comfort them. Surround them with your peace that passes all human understanding. And give us all the grace to care for one another in our times of need. For all of those prayers that have not made it out of our mouths, but you know, we give you each situation, trusting that you will care for them and care for us. We thank you most of all for Jesus, our Lord, our friend, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Oh,
Shall we pray together? Spirit of God, come fall afresh on each of us, for we want to see you and hear you and follow you all the days of our lives. Amen. If you have gone on any job interviews recently, or maybe if you have given interviews, you might notice something a little different. People are asking unique questions at many different job opportunities. After asking questions about the job, some interviews turn in this way. If you were a breakfast cereal, what would you be? And in case you're wondering, one good answer to this question is Wheaties, because I am a breakfast of champions. So it wasn't mine. Another question that some people ask are you a hunter or are you a gatherer? I never got the right answer, but both have strengths. Both have weaknesses. The hunters, in order to provide for the community, need to be hunters. The gatherers, in order to provide for the community, need to be gatherers. We all need to know our identity at this point of life in order to best fulfill our calling. The church is the same way. Every church is different. Every church has strengths. Every church has weaknesses. And if we try to be like someone else too much, we won't succeed at what God is calling us to do. Likewise, we are not who we were 40 plus years ago, like we as individuals are not who we were 40 plus years ago. Who are we today? What are the strengths that we have as an individual church today? So I'm going to invite you one last time to turn to your neighbor, whether close or a little less close, and talk about what are the strengths of our church. We all had this morning a choice: stay home or shovel and come to church. What made you come today and every Sunday or most Sundays? What are our strengths? So I would invite you to turn to someone and talk for a few minutes, and then we'll share together. Is there anyone who might like to share what you have been discussing in your group?
Friends, old and new.
It's family.
I think the church dinners are so much fun to do because we all work together, and so you just want to be back with your faith community and your friends.
The fellowship we experience during church here is also a big part of what happens. People giving people rides and visiting in the hospital and taking care of people in the community.
Thank you for sharing. And as you may have noticed, I've been taking notes on what we have been saying each week, and you have such good responses of why we need Jesus and what our faith means to us and what our church means to us and why people can benefit from going to a church, even if it's not our church. So thank you for sharing these things, and let's figure out how we can celebrate who God is and how God has blessed us as individuals and as a church. And how is God calling you to share the message that God has given us, maybe even this week? For God calls us to be the church and to be the body of Christ out in the world, both in word and in deed. For we have good news to share. That's quite apparent that we have good news to share. Even on a wintry, stormy morning in springtime, we have good news. So may we go out and share this good news with all the world who struggles even today. Even maybe with a bit more confidence today. We can say, look at all that we have going on. Look at how much it has blessed me and how much God has given me. I want to share it with you. So may we go and be a blessing to others, even this very day and every day of the lives that God has given us. Amen. And as we prepare to go out and be in ministry to our world, are there any songs you might like to sing? Of the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you now and forever. Amen.
This has been God Calls Us with Pastor Kim Farrell from March 30th, 2014. In order to fulfill our individual calling, we need to know our own unique identity. The same holds true for our church body as a whole. We need to identify its strengths to most effectively minister to each other and outside our congregation. Let's figure out how to best celebrate our calling.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.